Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth, a great nation, despite the fact that increasingly experts are looking at this nation and saying our divisions are at the tipping point. We'll talk to one of those researchers who cites all kinds of evidence suggesting that it is not crazy to think that America may face something like a civil war. What would that look like? We'll be speaking later to J.D. Tuchile, who has written a concerning piece that has gone viral. We will be talking about that. We'll also be looking at the latest in America's revolutionary changes in religious faith. It's not that Americans are losing faith in God or their belief that religion is important or that it's worthwhile. It's basically dropping out organizationally, no longer going to church, no longer affiliating with a church or a synagogue or a congregation of any kind. Why is that happening? Is it just because of the pandemic? The pandemic certainly didn't help. We will be speaking about that with Pete Wehner, who is one of the best writers I know, particularly on the subject of faith and the American culture and American politics. He's with the Ethics and Public Policy Center. He will be joining us also later in the show. And there's this bit of news. It's not just the United States. France has been hit by dizzying daily records of over 200,000 new COVID-19 cases. But what is the good news about that, if there is any? The good news being that we may actually be getting, without a lot of fatal cases or hospitalization or intensive care cases, we may be getting something like herd immunity, after which there can be a very direct and very dramatic pullback in the entire COVID situation and the sense of emergency. Speaking of a sense of emergency, there are a number of prominent right-wing, I won't even say Republican, because they're way to the right. In fact, attacking President Trump because he has spoken out in favor of vaccines. Can you believe it? And a former libertarian candidate for Vice President of the United States, Wayne Allen Root, who I'm afraid to say has been on this show years in the past, but Wayne Allen Root has said that conservatives need to stage an intervention, meaning that they need to sit down with Trump and force him to take back his support of vaccines. Does that sound like a good idea? 1-800-955-1776 is our phone number. And when you talk about things today in America and the desire to try to bring people together and to try to at least work together a little bit, it's worthwhile maybe remembering some of Harry Reid. Now, Harry Reid was a partisan. I never agreed with him. I can't think of any issue where I particularly agreed with Harry Reid. I guess at the beginning when he supported the war on terror. Okay, I agreed with him on that. But Harry Reid died, and his life has some amazing lessons. And I think what's fascinating will be to watch at the different way that Harry Reid is remembered from the day we all remembered Bob Dole. Both of them having reached the peak of their power and influence as Senate Majority Leader. We will be getting to that as well. One of the striking things about this moment is the crime wave in America And the wave of hate crimes and politically motivated murders and assaults reached a little bit of an increase last night with this range of shootings in Denver. And I've ended up spending too much of my time this morning, I've got to tell you, just reading about the killer who is now dead. He shot five other people. He is someone who is part of this ideology that does not get serious enough attention. It's an ideology that is referred to as incel ideology. People who hate women because they apparently are not getting any satisfaction. Incel is supposed to stand for involuntarily celibate. The fellow Lyndon McLeod, who did all this killing, apparently has been well known to the Denver police for a long time. And some of the details about him are just extraordinary. The Daily Beast wrote a piece. They said, Lyndon McLeod, who police say killed five people during a deadly rampage in the Denver area last night, was an author dedicated to alt-right philosophies, including masculine supremacy, contrarian COVID-19 beliefs, and targeted violence against the weak. McLeod appears to have operated a plethora of Twitter and Instagram accounts under the alias Roman McClay, which he used for his three books series, which is called Sanction. I can't say I've read it. The book series, with its first book described in an Amazon review as, quote, an eloquent reflection on dominance, hierarchies, psychology, technology, nature, violence, anatomy, and physiology, sexual morality, drug use, politics, and a whole mess of stuff. It follows a character named Lyndon McLeod, who is a persona named after its author, who commits 46 murders in the book, and one he seemed to allow to seep into his real life. The Daily Beast found that at least two Twitter users identified McLeod and McClay as someone and the same months and even years before the shootings. In his post, McLeod seemed to frequently use excerpts from his work to comment on current events, such as COVID misinformation meme on Twitter featuring Facebook creator Mark Zuckerberg and Microsoft founder Bill Gates. The meme, posted on May 1st, featured the billionaires discussing their approach to the pandemic, with Gates being thanked for mandatory vaccinations, while Zuckerberg was congratulated for an injectable nanoworm. Now, this would all be just disturbing and amusing, except for the fact of the people he just killed. He's targeting mostly women. He ran away from the police. He fired at the police. He fired and hit a female police officer in the abdomen. She's in serious condition. With what appears to have been a fairly amazing burst of courage and determination, she's there bleeding, and she was able to fire back on him, and that's one of the reasons they eventually stopped him. He's dead now. And this entire matter, the rampage apparently began with the tattoo parlor near First Avenue and Broadway. Sounds like a good address. There, the gunman shot Alicia Cardenas, owner of the Sal Tribe Tattoo and Piercing. He used to own tattoo parlors himself, did this murderer. And Alyssa Gunn Maldonado. Maldonado's husband, who was also shot, was injured in the shooting and remains in critical condition. He is expected to survive. And continues to say that following the shooting, McLeod reportedly burglarized a home near the intersection of West 6th and Cherokee Street, and shots were fired. He then burglarized another home. It's extraordinary what police deal with. There's also a terrible upsurge of Karens, representing a disrespect and danger to our police. What about the Karen epidemic? We will deal with that and more coming up on the MedVet Show.
Your outlet for outrage.
Outrageous.
The Michael Medved Show.
Introducing the all-new My Slippers from MyPillow. 2 years in development. Designed to wear indoor, outdoor, all day long. Made with MyPillow foam and impact gel to help prevent fatigue. And made with quality leather suede. For a limited time, you can get 50% off the new My Slippers. They're super comfortable, and you'll like them so much you'll want to get pairs of them for the entire family. Go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio listener's square and use promo code MEDVED. That's promo code MEDVED, M-E-D-V-E-D. You'll also get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, like the Giza Dream bed sheets, the mattress topper, and towel sets. Call right now 1-800-320-6280. That's 1-800-320-6280 and use promo code MEDVED. Or go to the web at MyPillow.com. The all-new My Slippers from MyPillow.
Even for Americans who've been successful in dodging the coronavirus so far, there's still a problem of pain. There are 100 million Americans who suffer from ongoing pain due to overexertion or exercise or just aging or the effects of everyday living, and Relief Factor can help. It helps exercise-related pain or general muscle aches and pains, and it certainly does for me. There are four key ingredients. Each one approaches the body's natural anti-inflammatory response function from different metabolic pathways. The 3-week quick start can show you how it works. It's just $19.95, 95 cents a day, less than a cup of coffee a day, much less for pain relief. Try Relief Factor. It has worked wonderfully for literally hundreds of thousands, and certainly for me. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, and order your own quick start. Nothing to lose but your pain, the whole world to gain.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Michael Medved Show, talking about the during this last week of 2021, some of the disturbing aspects of 2021, where it would seem to me that it would be a time, especially with crime rising the way it is across the country, that we would be getting more unified, more profound, more emotional support for our law enforcement. This is particularly, by the way, after the attack on the Capitol building that began the year. Because leaving aside all the political aspects and Trump said this and Pence said this and the Proud Boys and the Oath Keepers and said that, what you had here was police officers in the line of duty sustaining tremendous numbers of injuries, over 140 serious injuries, risking their lives and showing such exemplary cool and refusal to use the weapons they had to shoot at the rioters who were violent. They didn't do that. And as a result, despite the hysteria, and I think people are right to be concerned about what happened, of course, but in years to come, this will be remembered as a very negative incident in our national history. But it's not going to be remembered as the end of the republic or this shows that our democracy doesn't work or anything of that nature. And that is largely thanks to the restraint and the energy shown by police officers. The one of the stories that is come up has to do with someone who's called the hero dispatcher. And just so that everybody knows, let's be clear at the top. The police dispatcher involved, his name is Keith Thornton Jr., is black. And the story about him from NBC Chicago says, months after Chicago emergency dispatcher garnered praise for his handling of a deadly attack on two officers, he's now back in the spotlight with a warning that a Northwest Side police district is dangerously understaffed. Keith Thornton Jr.'s cool-headed radio transmissions on August 7th, when Officer Ella French and her partner Carlos Yanez came under fire, killing French and critically wounding Yanez, prompted kudos from Mayor Lightfoot and Lori Lightfoot and the police superintendent David Brown. Over the weekend, though, that's this weekend, Thornton used his new celebrity to blast the city and the police department for what he sees as a woefully low staffing level in the 16th District in the northwest corner of the city. Following the wide attention to Thornton's remarks, Alderman Nick Sposato, Alderman Anthony Napolitano, and other city council members whose wards overlap the 16th District plan to meet Tuesday with Brown, the police commissioner, to discuss their concerns over police manpower. And there's more than just that here, because part of what happened is that he came on and very directly took on Lori Lightfoot, the mayor of Chicago, and other city officials for where they have fallen down on the job in terms of handling police matters. This is clip 11. He's a 9/11 dispatcher. His name is Keith Thornton, and he posted a video to social media about his feelings as someone who is in the midst of this process, the feelings that crime has just gone out of control in Chicago. And this video, of course, is now going viral. It's all across the country. He says, all hell has broken loose in the Windy City. And he has some harsh words for the mayor. Clip 11A.
It's outrageous, and I'm not happy. When you say Chicago, people are afraid. It's like it's a death zone. Several of my officers who texted me, okay, and said that they were scared. They're tired of this nonsense. They have no backing, and they're scared of being out there by themselves.
Okay, this is incredibly powerful. Because the idea that we don't back our police officers, given the fact that a complete collapse of public order is not inconceivable if we don't give the police the kind of backing, the kind of support, not just moral support, but financial support and tactical support and political support as well. It's needed and it's important. The officers are scared, as he puts it, and they have no political backing. And he later, Keith Thornton, appeared on Fox News, and here's what he said about Mayor Lori Lightfoot of Chicago. This is clip 11B.
Let me tell you something. This has nothing to do with the political party, whether you're a progressive, Democrat, or Republican. I'm an independent guy. I stand for what I believe in. And honestly, and this is on Fox, you know, Donald Trump, I'd agree with everything that the guy did. You know, I didn't vote for him. But guess what? That was my president, and I respected his position. And the guy wanted to offer us resources and help here in the city of Chicago. There were hundreds and hundreds of less people who were killed, and that was horrible. That was horrible. But because of an egotistical bully within the city, and that's my opinion. Once again, that's my opinion. It's not from my job, but that's my opinion, and it's actually fact from what I believe. But because of that ego and a continuous thing right here of what's going on with our mayor, she denied it. And so in my opinion and fact, the blood is on her hands. Every child and every youth and an adult and elderly person that is shot, killed, put out of their vehicles because of carjackings of AK-47, that is on her hands. And it's absolutely shameful. Don't bring race into this, sexuality, politics. You are the mayor. Do your job. It has not been done. Your superintendent of police haven't been done. And now you want to come back and say, now you want help? Now you want help? That's garbage.
Okay, and that is Keith Thornton. Do you think that he's speaking up for a lot of people in Chicago who are appalled at the record levels of violent crime? So astonishing. That's so astonishing. And what he was saying about Trump is true, which was that, look, there's obviously Illinois is a very bad state for President Trump. He has very weak support. He did very poorly in Illinois, both elections. And city of Chicago, forget it. He does not have a great deal of support there. But seeing the emergency and the rise in the murder rate, and this went back to when Trump was still president, the murder rate went up and up and up and up, and he offered emergency support for Chicago. And the president can do something about that. And the Democrats, led by Lori Lightfoot, and what he was talking there about the sexual politics, she got elected very proudly as the first lesbian black mayor of the city of Chicago. And the idea that this problem of the staggering levels of crime, now Chicago is not the worst city in the country, but because it is such a large city, the numbers are just astonishing. And Philadelphia, also another large city, Philadelphia is way beyond the record of 500 murders in a year. That's one a day. And it's an astonishing development. So what happens next? And what about the idea of banning books? Is that really what conservatives are asking in Texas? That is creating all of the furor. We'll get to that and more on the MedVed Show.
You've heard that supply lines are down or moving slow.
Or moving slow.
And that most everything costs more these days.
Costs more these days.
But good news. High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay. Also available in lavender scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable and easy to clean. So this year, give the gift of pain relief. An extra long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden is set to speak with Russian President Vladimir Putin on the phone tomorrow. The White House releasing a statement saying the two leaders will cover a range of topics that include the upcoming diplomatic engagements with Russia. President Biden has been in office for almost a year, and a new Fox Business poll reveals more than half of Americans surveyed don't approve of how he's handled COVID-19. Iowa Republican Representative Marinette Miller Meeks joins Fox News and explains where she thinks the president has gone wrong.
They knew they were coming into office with vaccines that were going to be approved, and they had three vaccines early on. They bungled the rollout of the vaccines. Then they had the HHS take over distribution of monoclonal antibodies. So now we know there's a shortage of monoclonal antibodies.
USA Radio News.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Crime front, there is a killer, convicted killer, who was just sentenced yesterday to life in federal prison for the killing of a woman and the injury of three others when he burst into a Southern California synagogue in 2019. That's pre-pandemic. He added to a life sentence he'd already received 3 months earlier in state court. So he has both a federal and a state life sentence. He should, if the system works at all, be kept in that federal prison or the state prison, or back and forth between the two for the rest of his life. Though, again, when you see what is in process with Sirhan Sirhan, the murderer of Robert Kennedy, who knows in California? The San Diego City individual, that's John T. Ernest, was inspired by mass shootings at the Tree of Life congregation in Pittsburgh and two mosques in Christchurch, New Zealand, shortly before he attacked Chabad of Poway, which is a relatively small synagogue near San Diego. That was on April 27th, 2019. He frequented 8chan, a dark corner of the internet,
for those disaffected by mainstream social media sites to post extremist, racist, and violent views. Minutes after the shooting, on the last day of Passover, by the way, Ernest called a 911 dispatcher to say he shot up the synagogue to save white people. Quote, "I'm defending the nation against the Jewish people who are trying to destroy all white people," he said. It's a horrific case, and the rabbi of that synagogue who was shot in the hands when he was trying to defend some of his congregants, trying to interpose himself between himself and the shooter, has spoken about what it means if you're at services somewhere observing the last day of Passover and this individual bursts in. It's one of those reasons, and it's also goes to this shooting in Denver where five people have been taken down, including there's a female, young female, who was a desk clerk at a Hyatt house that he had gone into while he's running around with the police, burglarizing different homes, taking different cars, and trying to show, you'll pardon the expression, what a badass he is. That's basically what the killer in Denver, whose name is Lyndon McLeod, who also goes by Lyndon McClay, that's one of his several names. But he had been posting stuff about committing murders on the internet for years. And there apparently are hundreds of posts expressing his hatred for women. And it is one of those areas where, again, there's questions of privacy, there's questions of freedom of speech. But on certain issues, including talking about, fantasizing about murders, the Denver police say that they were in touch with him, they had been aware of him, they realized that he was a dangerous individual. So how would it be someone in that position? I can't monitor everybody, that's true. But if there are people with the beliefs of the shooter in San Diego and the shooter in Denver, and other shooters who have previously rung all sorts of alarm bells, like the shooter in Oxford, Michigan recently. That's a school shooter. That's a 15-year-old. Look, we have a huge problem with mental illness in this country. And the association with that problem and the ongoing difficulties of violence, that's a real deal that needs more attention. There's much more, and right now there's a great deal of debate about what happens politically in this country. If, as expected, the Republicans win control of both the House and the Senate, Amy Walter from the Cook Political Report appeared on PBS talking about the rugged outlook for Democrats. And that is clip 10. Listen.
If you're President Biden looking at that political landscape ahead and the Democrats, what are you thinking at this moment?
What you're thinking is you need a reset. There has been a point at which the president's narrative and the message has gotten caught up in process. A lot more talk about Joe Manchin than about the successes of the administration. I hear Democrats saying to me constantly, we need to be proactive, talking about what we've been successful at instead of talking about the things where we've fallen short.
Okay, is that going to work? Talking about the things they've been successful at, and those things would be the infrastructure bill? Okay, fine. Part of the difficulty here is that the Democrats have been unable to stop making war on one another. You may have heard in church over last weekend, you had Maxine Waters, going to church in her district in L.A., and aside from the swapping of checks, she got a donation that she gave to the church, and the church then gave back a donation to her campaign. And who knows the legality of that kind of operation, because the church is not supposed to be, as a tax-exempt organization, directly involved in funding candidates and sponsoring candidates. It's not supposed to be that way. But when you look at situations like this, who did Maxine Waters attack? From the pulpit, she didn't attack primarily Republicans, that's sort of expected. She attacked Joe Manchin. And the basic inability of Americans to come together at all, this is, I think, directly connected with this idea of, is America on the breaking point in terms of division? When even people who are in the same party can't seem to be able to get along. Maybe it might be worthwhile to take some advice that is offered by His Holiness Pope Francis, who is actually talking about the impact of the pandemic. He said, the lockdowns and quarantines have forced parents and siblings to be together for long durations and has in some cases led to difficulties. Pre-existing problems were aggravated, creating conflicts that in some cases become almost unbearable. Many have experienced the breakup of a relationship. Do you know people like that? We know people like that. Francis wrote that, he added that the three most important words in a marriage are, what exactly? And it's a good common sense and uplifting message from the Pope in Rome. We will be talking coming up to Pete Wehner of the relationship of religion and to some of our political problems. And also to J.D. Tuchile, who's been on the show before, about is America really on the breaking point and how do we stay together? We will be right back on The Medved Show.
You're listening to The Mighty Michael Medved Show.
Many people own coins that have not performed as well as they had hoped they would, but markets change and you should get a new valuation. Maybe the coins have done better with current moves in precious metals, or maybe you want to do something else with that money. Let me tell you about my friend Nick Vrovich. He's the owner of Amfed Coin and Bullion. For over 40 years, Nick has built a reputation for trust, honesty, and his goal is to earn your business for life. He won't push you to sell, but when you're ready, he offers the best prices, trades, and consignment deals in America. Right now, Nick and the Amfed team are offering their exclusive coin performance review totally free. Yes, totally free with a no-pressure guarantee from Nick. Go online at AmericanFederal.com or call 800-221-7694. That's AmericanFederal.com and 800-221-7694. 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com. If you think Washington State's headed in the right direction, well, then this message is not for you. But if you're troubled by Washington moving toward more government control, income taxes, rent control, and centralized decision-making, now is the time for you to take action. At Washington Policy Center, we want free market reforms that make Washington the best place to raise a family, to get a job, or to start a business. WPC is nationally renowned for its effectiveness in an ideologically hostile state. It's led the effort against state and local income taxes, and its research and policy analysis are relied on by lawmakers, media, and citizen activists for accuracy, fresh perspective, and to expose the political manipulation of data. Washington State is our home, and it needs WPC more than ever. Get off the sidelines. Become a member today at WashingtonPolicy.org. That's WashingtonPolicy.org.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Pope's Christmas message and extended Christmas message and message for the new year is particularly pertinent and important for this era of continuing pandemic. And breaking news now is that they're registering that yesterday there were 200,000 new cases of COVID-19. 200,000 in France in a day. And that is an all-time record for France, and that's happening around the world, and it's a difficult moment for all of us. As the Pope said in releasing a letter that he called a Christmas present to married couples, and he said pre-existing problems were exacerbated, creating conflicts that in some cases became almost unbearable. Many even experienced the breakup of a relationship. He added that the three most important words in a marriage are please, thanks, and sorry. The breakdown of a marriage, the Holy Father said, causes immense suffering since many hopes are dashed, and misunderstandings can lead to arguments and hurts not easily healed. Children end up having to suffer the pain of seeing their parents no longer together. Francis also urged parents to overcome conflict, suggesting they do so through prayer. Remember also that forgiveness heals every wound, he said. He also urged them to keep having children to fight the demographic winter, which has led to Italy having one of the lowest birth rates in the world. Isn't that amazing? Italy, known as a country of big, well-fed families, right? And again, now one of the lowest birth rates in the world. Francis previously announced that the year-long celebration of the family will end in June next year with a family rally in Rome, the AP reported. Maybe we aren't born with an exceptional, problem-free family, but our family is our story. Everyone has to think, it is my story. They are our roots. If we cut them, life dries up. I think it's profound, simple, direct. And by the way, the opposite of that is this phenomenon of Karens, of nasty, often psychotic and dangerous women who began catching the attention of the United States public with that case back in 2020, which was named the Year of the Karen. Remember the case in Central Park in New York where there was a woman who was walking her dog and she got into an altercation with a black Harvard graduate bird watcher who was trying to do his bird watching and had asked that she observe the leash laws with her dog. And then she started taping him and saying she was going to call the police and say that this black guy who was bird watching was threatening her and was a danger to her and was going to attack her. And he handled it very coolly. And again, this kind of thing, we spoke yesterday about high-flying Delta Karen, and that's not from the Delta variant, though she is kind of a plague herself. So this is a woman who was coming down the aisle, and an 80-year-old man who was getting his snack or whatever they were providing on the flight between Sacramento and I guess this flight was between Atlanta and Tampa. And he had asked her to put on her mask. She said, "What am I, Rosa Parks?" Which is kind of a crazy thing to say. And, her background is now more fully known. Not only is she a former Playboy model, and not only was she once on the cast of Baywatch, and she was once an NFL cheerleader, the Daily Mail now reports over in Britain, Delta passenger Patty Cornwall was arrested after getting into a physical altercation with an 80-year-old man for removing his mask to eat and drink. DailyMail.com can reveal the woman's stepfather, Robert Spoeri, filed a restraining order against her last year, claiming she threatened to kill him and to kill her own mother, who was married to her stepfather. In his filing, Spoeri alleged that Cornwall, 51, claims that she is the mother of his two 14-year-old kids and might kidnap them when she has a delusional episode. He also claimed Cornwall punched me, threatened to kill me, jumped on me, pulled my hair very hard, pounded my head onto the floor. So she's a tiger, right? Wow. On Monday, DailyMail.com revealed Cornwall is a high-flying realtor and former Playboy model and NFL cheerleader who is based in, well, where do you think? L.A. Cornwall, who worked for Coldwell Banker and Berkshire Hathaway, currently lives in a $2.8 million home in the upscale neighborhood of the Highlands. She has been seeking to relocate to a $1,200 a month apartment in the Florida Panhandle, a far cry from her current ritzy Los Angeles home. One former neighbor backed the ex-Baywatch actress, telling DailyMail.com, "All we can see is she's a very nice lady, and she must have been severely provoked." Not so clearly. And this brings us back to one of the issues that helped define this upsurge of impossible, often racist, often basically just psycho females running wild. In May of 2021 of this year, there was this video that showed a racist tirade against a L.A. County sheriff's deputy. These are clips from ABC7. Listen.
Good morning.
Which is, and the speed limit is 40, and I was going 38, so why are you harassing me?
You are correct. I pulled you over because
You're a murderer. Yes, I started to record because you're a murderer.
You can't be on your cell phone while you're driving.
I wasn't on my phone. I was recording you because you scared me.
You can't use your cell phone while you're recording.
You.
May I have your driver's license?
It's at my apartment.
What's your apartment?
It's at my home. I'm just taking my son to his.
Do you have your driver's license?
I mistakenly left it at home.
Do you have a picture of your driver's license?
Yes, I do.
May I have it?
And can you call your supervisor, please?
I already did. He's on his way.
Good, because you're a murderer.
Okay.
And so you're giving me a cell phone ticket? Is that why you're harassing me?
It's not harassment. I am enforcing the law.
I have a right to and record the police when they're harassing me.
By all means, but you can't do it while you're driving.
I wasn't texting or none of that.
Do you have that picture?
You scared me and made me think you were going to murder me.
Okay, well, I'm sorry you feel that way.
Well, that's not just a feeling. You're a murderer.
Okay.
And no, he doesn't murder her. He behaves with such exemplary self-control. Listen.
And I'm perfectly legal, and I'm a teacher. So there.
Congratulations.
Murderer. You're a murderer.
What's your last name? I can't see that there.
Well,
here you go,
murderer.
Stop shaking. Zoom in on that for me.
No, because you're scaring me. You're threatening to kill me and my son. Can you give me
I'll tell you what. You keep smiling.
Yeah,
you're on camera.
You're trying to threaten to kill me.
I didn't say that.
You're the one who's...
Hold that still. I can't see that. Is this your car?
Yes, it is. And you're trying to say I stole my own car because you're jealous?
I don't think so. You wait for me right here, okay?
You're jealous.
You have a citation. All you need to do is your signature. He's only citing you for using your cell phone while you're driving. That's it.
Here you go, ma'am. Sign inside the red box.
For him being a Mexican racist. What is that name? Gasco.
Sign the citation, ma'am.
Here you go, Mexican racist. You're always going to be a Mexican. You'll never be white. You know that, right? You'll never be white, which is what you really want to be.
There you go, dear.
White.
Have a good day.
You want to be white so bad.
The praise from the L.A. County for the deputy for the way that he handled this in terms of everything being so well recorded. In terms of that particular lady, can we learn something from that about that's not all problems with police departments? In fact, not most of them are created by the officers, sometimes who behave in a way that is worthy of honor at the conclusion of this year in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
Have you heard about Vine to Bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate, the world's first chocolate made with well-vined Chardonnay marc. From the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America. Gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried and finely milled and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouthwatering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients. And it's alcohol-free, too. It's Vine to Bar Chocolate. Order some today at vinetobar.com. That's VINETOBAR.com. Cold shipped to your door, it's Vine to Bar. Vine to Bar Chocolate. Visit us at vinetobar.com.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. An increasing number of things are falling apart daily. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, and that includes food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take this moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. My Patriot Supply has earned over 47,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious food kits average 2,000 calories per day and last up to 25 years in storage, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a food kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for the news to tell you something bad happened again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.